It's a one-stop shop for anyone looking for new and thoughtful ways to prepare for Christmas. And though it comes from down under, it doesn't matter where you are in the world in order to go there. The Archdiocese of Sydney's XT3 website is hosting an interactive Advent calendar that seems to offer a bit of everything to Catholics looking for prayers, readings, and reflections to get them into the spirit of Christmas. The award-winning site's interactive Advent calendar features videos, podcasts, daily Bible verses, and Mass readings. It's also got a helpful Ask a Priest section where people in doubt about their faith can turn for advice or a friendly ear. There are links to papal reflections and documents and podcasts on saints like St. Nicholas, whose feast days we celebrate during Advent. Well, this year, the first window of the XT3 Advent calendar opened on November 27th, the first Sunday of Advent. And behind it, says the Archdiocese of Sydney's Communications Director, Katrina Lee, you won't find a chocolate or a sweet, but a video message with a thought. Advent is a time to take time, to slow down and open up.
Our sort of treats are more in the lines of a goodie reflection or a goodie video or a goodie podcast that relates very much to Advent.
And another thing I noticed is that you can't cheat and look ahead and peek behind one of the other windows a little bit farther down the line.
No, in other words, you can't get all your Advent in one day or 48 hours. No, the idea behind that really was to let people go into each day and look at whether it be the podcast, reflection, article or video and basically think about it, reflect on it and have a moment to really digest whatever it might be saying and then have a look at the next one the next day. So give yourself a little bit of time to see what you're presented with.
In fact, that is the message, actually, that the whole Advent calendar takes on from the very first day of Advent, the first Sunday of Advent, the 27th of November. You offer a feature which actually tells you to take time, slow down, and open up.
It does, yes. That's exactly what it is. I mean, we decided that apart from explaining what Advent is all about, we want people to do exactly that. Take a little bit of time. Don't, just because it's got social media wrapped around it, don't rush through it like you might do with other things when you're online. Just take the time, look at it, think about it, maybe go back, have another listen, watch it again perhaps, think about what it's saying, talk to other people or friends or family about it, and then maybe move on, to the next day and see what comes up there, whether it's video apologetics, whether it's a discussion on feast days, whether it might even be a look ahead to Rio, for example. It's a matter of really digesting what you're being presented with, what you're looking at in front of you.
In fact, that first video, the YouTube video that I saw on the 27th of November, it's sort of reiterating, what Pope Benedict has said, especially for his World Day of Communications, that message that we need more silence in our lives. We've lived such a frenetic life, chaos of the traffic, getting to work on time. Now it's Christmas shopping and so on. So it really sounds like an invitation to what Pope Benedict is saying, to silence.
Very much so. Just because, as I was saying, because something is on the net, online, etc., it doesn't mean that you do have to live that frenetic pace that Pope Benedict has spoken about. I mean, he's really tapped into, I believe, into social media, as JP2 was as well, recognising what social media and the new media, digital media, can offer, but at the same time, just don't let it roll over you. Don't let it, come on board as a bulldozer, but use it for what it can do, and that is also taking the time, spending some quiet moments, having a look, listening, but taking that and ingesting that, taking all of that on board and spending a little time with yourself or with, talking to, as I said, family or friends, and just don't rush it through. Just digest it and listen carefully to the words and what other people are saying.
Now, I've got two young kids who I'm not sure that this would actually be geared to them. It's more for adults, isn't it? To give us a time to reflect.
Well, it's probably, I mean, generally speaking, our demographic is 18-year-olds to 30-year-olds, roughly, although it's interesting we've got a lot of members who are sort of 50-plus. But as far as very young children, I mean, no, I mean, they're probably not going to go on and have a look at this each day, etc., but it's certainly geared for parents who have young children to perhaps have a look, and then if there's something interesting there, to talk to them about it, or it might, you know, prod them into thinking about another particular angle or reflection they might want to talk to them about. It seems to be, though, very popular with, I'd say 20 to 30-year-olds, that youth group in that demographic. We've had a lot of response from those people.
Now, I noticed also, besides daily Bible verses and mass readings, you've also got some of the Pope's reflections and links to papal documents and speeches. So, I mean, it's quite an interactive thing as well.
It is. Look, we decided when this was set up, which was back in World Youth Day 08 in Sydney, it was mainly a social network to put young people in contact with each other and provide, you know, lots of information and resources. Following World Youth Day, we decided to keep it going, but make it very much a content-driven network. So we decided that we needed to really build up our resources right around the world and have lots of material there that people can access readily and, you know, provide information that might not be readily available out there on the web. And that includes a lot of material that we've produced ourselves, of course, here in Sydney, as well as contacts and with friends, you know, around overseas and around the globe as well. And I guess one of our most popular sections of XT3 would be the resources and the library, the news and information, but the other one is Ask a Priest, which is interesting because a lot of people sometimes might have a lot of questions to ask, but they might not feel comfortable, you know, in going and asking someone personally or face to face. And we get a lot of questions to the website that are directed to the Ask a Priest segment. And we actually have a priest full time here with us, and he goes through all those and answers all those as well. And, you know, we'll often provide other links to, whether it be, you know, the Vatican website or maybe what, you know, the Pope has said recently or what someone else has said somewhere around the world. And again, feed that resources part of the website as well.
Now, can you explain to me how you came up with this name, XT3?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting, isn't it? But simply it means Christ in the third millennium. That's very simply what it is, XT3. We wanted something that was pretty straightforward, was perhaps a little different, a little edgy, you know, attracted some interest, but that stood for something, that actually meant something. It wasn't just something we grabbed from out of virtual reality and plonked it down there. We actually wanted it to mean something. So that's what it is, Christ in the third millennium.
Now, you've got more than 65,000 members, you were telling me the other day, and you've extended your reach. You know, you're attracting people from across the globe, so as far away as Canada, the United States, and so on. It is an English site, but you're also now reaching out and providing this on as applications for Android and iPhones.
Yeah, something a little different. I mean, during Lent last year and Advent, I mean, we introduced the app for the Android, which we build here ourselves as well. But this year, yes, we've made it available on the iPhone. So whatever smartphone you have, you're able to tap into the Advent app as well. So, I mean, I think we recognise the fact. I mean, people want to be able to tap into apps, you know, that are, you know, it's convenient for them if they're on the move, especially with young people, and they can get the resource as well.
So how important does the church, at least your church there in Australia, how much importance do you put on the new social media, the social communications that we have today?
A lot, simply a lot. I mean, I think the church in just about, you know, everywhere, most places, realises that the there is a great deal to be told and to be used by the social media or digital media. We've been encouraged, certainly by John Paul II, we were, and certainly by Pope Benedict, but that's not to lose sight of the fact that it's not the be-all and end-all. It doesn't have all the answers, of course, and there are, you know, concerns. We know that the people can depend on social media far too much and let go the face-to-face relationships with various people. So it's a matter of finding the balance, but it's still very important to have that material available that you can tap into at any time. But the really important thing is to make sure that you're tapping into the right material. You know, we find out here, as I'm sure you do as well, that, you know, if people want to know something about a particular aspect of, say, the church, they can certainly Google it and they might come up with anything that could be weird and wonderful, you know, and has really no relevance and no truth to it. Whereas you've got to be really sure when you're dealing, I think, with the social media that you know exactly what you're tapping into. That is extremely important, but also not to lose sight of the fact that it does not take the place of human and face-to-face contact and the reality of actually living and working with people. It's to be used as an adjunct to that as well.
And Katrina says there's nowhere better than XT3's social media site to find what you're looking for, including time to reflect on what's truly important this Christmas.
Take the time to sit down with your family and with your friends and talk and discuss and actually be with them and share moments with them. And think about, yes, the past year, but think about what you can do together and think about the true meaning of Christmas and try not to get carried up too much with the whole commercialization of Christmas. Yes, you enjoy it, of course, and what it does bring. However, spend the time with your family and friends and think about the true meaning.
And a warm thanks there to Katrina Lee, the Director of Communications for the Archdiocese of Sydney, Australia. And you can check out the new Advent calendar on their website. That's xt3.com/Advent.